actor Leon Panetta enraged. He's actually threatening to quit. And speaking of the CIA, everybody's looking for cover. A prosecutor has been assigned to look into the CIA interrogations. Wait till I give you the skinny on that, the true skinny. Meanwhile, 1,200 vets wrongly told they got a fatal disease. Just how bloody wrong is that? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you and yours had a fabulous weekend as we swing into the last weekend, really, in August. Many kids back in school. I guess we have 31 days in August, so next Monday would truly be the last day. But I can't believe how fast the summer has flown and what an interesting summer it's been. A lot of the discussion, particularly in July and August, has been about health care and will there be, quotes, health care reform. Tonight on the show, we're going to talk to Dr. Tashoff Benton. He's with Doctors for Patient Care, opposed to government-run healthcare. Sounds like a mouthful, but check this out. It just started up. There's about 500 physicians already across the country who are going to march on D.C. September 10th in protest, and the numbers are growing. Why should you care, and what ultimately is the goal of these doctors? We'll tell you when we talk to Dr. Benton. That comes up in another 15 minutes or so here on ATN. Meanwhile, speaking of healthcare reform, it's, as I said, a familiar sound to everyone at this point. The latest, greatest rattling of the garbage tins has been in Tennessee. Now, what was interesting about the Tennessee healthcare reform rally is you literally had a street that divided those who wanted healthcare reform and were pushing for the public option and those who were adamantly opposed. Here is a little slither of what it sounded like.
We're just here to speak up and say no to health care reform.
We want the freedom and the liberty to make these decisions for ourselves and not have some huge new bureaucracy micromanaging our health care.
We're asking this insurance reform, something to prevent the price gouging that's going on, just to make it more affordable for Americans to pay for health care. They want to pay. They want to keep their own doctor. They want to have that relationship with their doctor.
A moment in history where we can make this happen, and we're passionate in our attempt to do that.
All right, so a moment in history. It definitely is a moment in history. I did some checking again today. We reported this on our last show, and sure enough, Arlen Specter is in trouble. The senator from Pennsylvania who jumped parties from Republican to Democrat in hopes of remaining in the Senate. It's not looking good for him at this point, at least in the polls with his opponent. And the same thing can be said in Nevada for Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, who's on shaky ground. His opponent already 10, 11 points higher than him in just the preliminary polls. And you can take a poll, as I always say, on America Tonight and twist it and bend it like a pretzel to mean a lot of different things. But usually there's a reason why polls are done. Usually they're pretty on target. So there is a backlash, absolutely, about what's happening with health care reform. And I don't have to sing this song to all of you. You know you've called, you've sent me lots of emails, and we'll talk about it at length again here on this show starting off the week. And speaking of health care, another thing that I've been diving into, swine flu. Who do you believe? Should you be shaking in your boots? Do you desperately need the vaccine? Is this like one of those scenes from the television series V? Remember, you have to get the venom, you have to get the serum. Is it panic time? Because if you can't get the vaccine, you could be in trouble, and we're all susceptible to the swine flu. Well, I talked to my doctor, and, of course, we had a Canadian health minister on last week, a guy who had been, you know, serving Canadians for 35 years, and he did a lot of research. He was in immunology, and he talked about the fact that he thought it was all a hoax, that when he said hoax, meaning it's all hype, it's all push, it's all about the money, and the swine flu, of course, will kill people like any other strain of flu will do, but it is not truly a pandemic. So the latest thing out of Washington is that this H1N1 flu virus, right, could cause about 90,000 deaths in the United States, mostly with kids and younger adults, if it, in fact, resurges in the fall. That's what's expected, okay? That's when all the flus bubble up. Now, if you're talking about infecting between 30% and 50% of the population during the fall and the winter, and you're talking about maybe at the high point 1.8 million coming into U.S. hospitals to be admitted. I mean, that I think that's a pretty high number, the 1.8. And the scenario, the plausible scenario, the death scenarios that are being projected, I mean, that's what they're calling them, plausible scenarios. Outbreaks at schools, not enough antiviral supplies, peaking before the vaccinations have time to be effective. So the information that's coming out of, and this is from the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, by the way, this information that's coming out is definitely scary, right? Scary numbers saying there could be these big, giant outbreaks in schools. There might not be enough vaccinations. So who do you believe? Is the swine flu more about hype? Is it about pushing whatever the vaccination is, the drug companies making money off of it? Or is there really something to fear? I'm with the Canadian minister based on his credentials and all of his research and the various strains of flu that he's seen. He says, stay away from the vaccine. Why do you need the vaccine? And there are certain people that are susceptible to all kinds of strains of flu. I would say this, if I lived in New York City, if I had a child in the public schools or even the private schools, I guess, in New York City, I'd probably be a little bit worried there. And the reason why is because kids are germ carriers. So naturally, even if your kid's in pretty good shape and good health, the chances of them coming down with flus and all kinds of things anyway are pretty good. So, yes, there would be a chance that you could so-called catch the swine flu. And then, you know, your child would have to stay home and you'd want to be able to catch it right in the beginning, just like any other flu, right? Just like any other seasonal flu. Because you got to compare this. I checked again and again and again, and the highest numbers I could find is 40,000 U.S. deaths, about, maybe a little bit more, are linked to seasonal flu every single year. And most of the fatalities, most of the people that croak are over 65, sadly, and it's because of their health. That's, you know, the flu grabs onto you. It's like pneumonia and older people. That's exactly what happens. So, you know, what are these scare tactics about? And this is the other thing I was thinking about when I was talking to one of my doctors. If it is so scary, if all these, if all of what's happening is so frightening, then why wouldn't everybody just stay home for a couple of months and homeschool kids? I mean, why would kids even go back to school? What are the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying? Well, all they're saying is even with best efforts, there's going to be illness. There's going to be severe illness and, unfortunately, some deaths. But actually, they're saying it's gone remarkably well. So who do you believe? Think about it. We're going to talk about it later this hour. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk about the doc who is part of a group that's going to march on Washington in September. Don't go away.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 28, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, and $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we, the people, grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All of you know how I feel about health care, the idea of putting my health in the hands of the government. And I know we can argue about Medicare, Medicaid, and all that sort of stuff, but I don't like the idea because of what I've seen already with so many things that have gone awry. And I'm not alone, and many of you have called and echoed the same sentiments. Do I think some things could be tweaked? Absolutely. Do I think the legislation should be rushed through? Absolutely not. Very excited about our next guest. As I said before, he's part of a group that's going to actually march on D.C. They're going to do that September 10th. And why are they marching? Well, he's part of Doctors for Patient Care, and, of course, they're opposed to government-run health care that puts all of those bureaucrats in charge of your health. And like I said, you know the sentiments certainly of at least me on this show. Joining us now, Dr. Tashoff Burton, and he is a physician out of Denver, Colorado, who is pretty passionate about this, and he's, as I said, a group of 500 members and growing strong from what I understand every single day. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
First of all, explain probably better than I did, what motivated you and some of the other doctors to get together and form this organization?
Well, I think in some ways, Docs for Patient Care is a quintessentially American organization. It really started with one doctor, Hal Scherz, who's a pediatric urologist. So he's got a lot to do in Atlanta. And like many of us, he was sitting around grumbling about what was going on in the healthcare area, and most particularly, like some of us, beginning to get really angry when the AMA decided that they would essentially sell out the medical profession and the patients. And unlike most people, instead of grumbling and just going back to work, he said, you know, I think another organization of physicians could really have an impact. And he started Docs for Patient Care with some seed money that his partners and he put up. And now, a mere 3 months later, we got 500 people. We may actually double that in the 500 physicians. We may double that in the next month. And every one of them has put up $1,000 from their own money because we want to do everything we can to try and save what is the greatest healthcare system on the planet.
Yeah. One of the things that people would say if they're saying, well, you know, doctor, that sounds so good, but what about, you know, how do you combat these high insurance premiums? Geez, what do we do about the high insurance? What's the answer for that?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things that we can do. One of them is to open up insurance markets, which are currently, I can only buy a policy from Colorado if I'm in Colorado. If there's another policy that could compete with that, that offers better rates, but it's in another state, I can't buy that. The other issue is looking at does the policy, am I the owner of the policy, or does it have to be based solely upon employment and where I work? And there are a number of things that we can do to make the healthcare industry more competitive. One of the things that I would like to see is a series of plans where each of the insurers have to offer a specific plan so we can actually compare them, and they have to compete head-to-head on price. I'd like to see more disclosure on not only rates, but what percentage of the premium dollar actually goes to pay healthcare expenses. And I think that a lot of this information would allow for a more competitive market. Part of the issue is we also have to look at the fact that, unfortunately, good health care is expensive. It doesn't have to be as expensive as it is, and the rates don't have to keep going up at the rate they are. But, you know, if everybody wants them to be decreased by 50%, there's only one way to do that, and that's to decrease the amount of health care that's available by 50%.
Yeah. How about something that I looked into probably about a year ago and had a couple of interesting discussions about is these health savings accounts. Do you like the idea of health saving accounts for some of your patients?
Yeah, very much. And another big issue is tort reform. But health savings accounts really help because the patient is sending their saving their own money in a tax, basically a tax-exempt saving account that can only be spent for health care. And health savings accounts can be combined with, say, high deductible policy, where you're going to pay the first even couple of thousand of dollars of your health care expenses, but you're going to have a pool of dollars that you're saving specifically for that, that are tax exempt. And frankly, people spend their own money more carefully than they spend other people's money. And when price becomes an issue that facilities have to compete on, that will have an impact as well. And another huge issue is tort reform.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at about $100 billion annually spent on not just medical malpractice, but altering the way you practice because of the medical malpractice laws. And one of the things that's extraordinarily frustrating, looking at the things that have been proposed so far, are that, number one, they all exceed all of the Democratic bills, exclude tort reform. And number two, right now they're trying to say that, well, we're going to give health care to a larger number of people. We're going to save money doing it. And, by the way, there'll be no waiting times. That combination of things, unfortunately, is not possible. You can't give more to more people with no fewer providers, charge them less, and have nobody wait.
Yeah, aren't we short some physicians, family physicians in some areas? That's what I've heard.
Yeah, particularly family physicians. And some of that is being made up by physicians' assistants, and some of that we're just looking at plain shortages. But we're really hoping that we can get as many doctors as possible to come to Washington, D.C. on September 10th and meet with our legislators, be able to speak with them directly about the kinds of alternatives that are out there, the things that need to be included in these bills from our perspective as physicians. We've got a website, docs4patientcare.org, with the number 4 in there. And we would love to have people come and have as many physicians as possible there to talk to people, because if we're going to be redesigning the healthcare system, one of the things that was absolutely amazing about Hillary Care in the 1990s is on their entire panel of directors who were or authors who were working on redesigning the healthcare system, they had, I think, two physicians, one of whom was non-practicing. It's sort of like deciding how to build bridges and not including any engineers in the group.
Yeah, no kidding. It seems like even here, and I know some doctors have been consulted, but it does seem like the one of the areas that has been ignored is, well, what's really the reaction of the doctors? What do they say? It's like you mentioned, I mean, one of the glaring things is to say, well, there won't be any wait times. How can they say that when they're not even consulting all the physicians? And first of all, whether or not the physicians are going to stay in the game, if you topple the rules too much and nothing favors the doctors, maybe there'd be a lot of your colleagues that would decide they don't want to be a doctor anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. I think you're very astute in bringing that up, that if you dramatically change the rules of the game for physicians, particularly in ways that makes life less pleasant, less reimbursable, more harried, and more paperwork-bound, which is pretty much a guarantee in a government-run system, what's going to happen is that those folks that can make an exit from the practice will. That doesn't mean, obviously, everybody, but at the same time you're expanding the pool of people who are eligible for coverage, you're having an exodus of some of the people. Basically, those are going to be your more successful docs, folks at the peak of their career, and you're going to have a bit of an exodus of people who are disproportionately some of your better docs. In fact, some of your top docs, and that's not going to be good for those people who want to maintain the same quality of care that they've been used to.
All right, Doctor, let's hope we get a lot of people out there in D.C. Dr. Tashoff Burton, thanks so much for spending time with us here on America Tonight. Everybody go and check out that website. And as it gets closer, we'd love to have you back on. Can we do that?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Doc.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Doctors for Patient Care. Interesting, because that was certainly the one element, as we've just discussed, that's been missing in all of this. And I know I've mentioned this before. I know a couple of doctors that have already bowed out of the profession who were very, very good physicians that people were distraught over seeing them leave. You know how it is. They have your folder. They know you. They know your chemistry, your body, et cetera. And then they dump out of the game, and you got to find another doctor. And it's not so fun because this person has been with you along the way, so they know exactly how your body reacts to stuff. And the family doctor will go away if it is allowed to be torn in half, the profession, that is. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of tearing up a profession, what's going on with the CIA and the investigations? That's next.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Be in the spook game or not? You know, when you think of the CIA, it always sounds kind of intriguing. And then you saw the movie The Good Shepherd, and you thought, would I want to live that kind of lifestyle? But one thing, and that's a movie, but one thing when you work for the CIA, you always thought you had, unless you completely crossed the line, was the government had your back. Because, yes, there would be some things that you would do that might be straddling the line a bit. Apparently, the Bush administration did more than straddle the line, at least according to these reports and the particular point of view of the interrogator. So who do you believe with the CIA stuff that's now coming out? I'm going to dig into this in just a second. While this is happening, Obama, of course, is on vacation in Massachusetts, reading books from the historian David McCull. Wonder if he's reading John Adams or one of those and playing golf and doing all that sort of stuff. But boy, he's going to have to really tee it up, and that's going to be off the tee box when he comes back to Washington, because, number one, you've got Afghanistan on the front burner and people, including his own commander, clamoring for information on what is the strategy here, what is the president's point of view, not the people around the president, and the fact that the American people are completely losing faith in the war in Afghanistan. Plus, obviously, health care reform, which was his baby, and now you've got this outcry in these town halls across America, and we just talked to a doctor who's part of a group who's going to march on Washington. So the doctors are heard, doctors for patient care, because, frankly, a lot of them weren't consulted. In the meantime, the CIA story is, I think, is going to explode in the next couple of weeks, maybe even the next couple of months. What's interesting about the story itself is that all of the information that now is being released actually has been available, except for the one report, actually has been available for a couple of years now. Now there's a special prosecutor. Originally, Obama said that his presidency was moving forward and they weren't going to go after the CIA and go back into the Bush administration, that they wanted to move forward. But obviously, that's changed. They've decided that all U.S. interrogators, first of all, are going to follow the rules for detainees laid out by the Army Field Manual, because that's the thing you ask. Well, what are some of the lines? What can you do? So now that ends the debate over how rough somebody can get with the terror suspects when they're in custody. So they're taking that issue just completely off the table. Here's what we say can be done, and this is the end of it. You follow the Army Field Manual, period, end of story. But the reversal is this new special terrorism era interrogation unit that's going to be supervised by the White House. So the White House is now getting the final say, so to speak. Not that they didn't have it before. We got three branches of government, right? Now, who's really furious over a lot of the things that have been happening is Leon Panetta, who is threatening to quit. And why? Because the people who work for Leon Panetta don't want to work here anymore. I hear it's like everybody is ducking for cover, trying to get away, you know, take whatever they can out the door with them if they can find another job and just leave the CIA. So how many good people are going to be left? And if you don't have the biggest, the baddest, the brightest, those willing to tread on that line, how safe would we really be? That's why the CIA was created, let's face it. So here's the deal. The stuff that's been released is one report written in 2004 where they looked into the CIA treatment of the detainees following the September 11th attacks in 2001. Now it's declassified because this is part of that whole thing we've talked about for months, that lawsuit brought by the ACLU. So that's one thing. Then there are a couple of other reports that also go back a couple of years that they're looking into. So this document that's been released by the Justice Department says that one interrogator, this is the one little thread that I think is going to be pulled out. One interrogator said a colleague had told Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that if any other attacks happen in the United States, we're going to kill your kids. Another interrogator tried to convince a different terror suspect detainee that his mother would be sexually assaulted in front of him. But the interrogator that they say said this says that's just crap. That's not true. I did not say that. So where does the CIA stand on all of this? Well, many, like I said, are running for cover. They don't want to be part of the organization because they're worried about when will they get thrown under the bus. And others are coming out and saying it's about time that the Bush administration, it's their fault, and something should have been done in the wake of September 11th. There was one guy, a former CIA special agent, Jack Rice, who was on one of the television cable panels today. I happened to catch him, and he had a completely different take than many who worked for the CIA that feel as though a lot of good people are going to go down as a result of this special investigation. Here's what he said.
And I think what they're going to have to do is remain as transparent as they possibly can. And they do need to come forward. And by the way, I actually completely agree with your guest from the ACLU in this
Jamil
case. This cuts two different ways with Jamil. And that's because what you have are those people who exceeded their authority at the CIA, whether they were employee or contractor. You go after those people. But I think as importantly, probably more importantly, you need to go after the architects at the top of the proverbial heap. Those are the ones who are driving this in the first place. And to simply say you don't go after the people at the bottom because they were authorized, so you let them go because they were too close. And then what you say is, well, let's not go after the people at the top of the heap because they were too far away. I mean, that would be a ludicrous outcome.
All right, so here's the question. Fair or foul? We the American people, right? It's our government. Here's some background. Leon Panetta said in an email message on Monday that he is going to stand up for those officers who did what their country asked and who followed the legal guidance they were given, period. And now the president is saying that as well. Panetta said some CIA officers have been disciplined within the agency for going beyond the methods. Like, that's what I said. You're right there on the line. Approved for interrogations, going beyond the methods approved for the interrogations by the Bush Justice Department. Just one CIA employee, a contractor, has ever been prosecuted for abuse of a detainee. And his name was David Pissarro. So here's the thing. Obama campaigned against Bush's interrogation policies in his run for president, right? He said, however, recently, what was it, 2 months ago or so, that he didn't favor prosecuting those people, the Bush guys, in connection with instances of prisoner abuse. But here we go again. Now the issue before Eric Holder, the attorney general, is he's going to pursue it. He's going to reopen cases with an eye toward possible criminal prosecution. Okay? So that means some heads are going to roll to me, or at least it's going to get ugly and they're going to be dragged through the mud. Great that moving forward, all the rules, the way you interrogate, falls in that Army manual, okay? So the manual, last time, by the way, I just read something about this, was updated like 3 years ago. And there's 19 interrogation methods used to question prisoners. One is allowing the prisoner to be isolated from other inmates, okay? The actual manual doesn't allow the detainees to be naked or threaten them with dogs or expose them to heat or cold or deprive them of food, water, or medical care or waterboarding, obviously. We've already been through the whole waterboarding thing, right? So what Eric Holder, the attorney general, is saying now that he's gone through all the reports is he's just completely disgusted, just like you heard Jack Rice say, by the various accounts of prisoner abuse and how the interrogations that were conducted were mock executions, and one guy was threatened with a gun and a power drill, and that threatening a prisoner with death violates U.S. anti-torture laws. So all of this has been made public because it's the Freedom of Information Act, of course, that lawsuit that was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union. So we knew that this was coming. But I guess what we didn't know is it sounded like Obama was saying, back off. Just forget this whole thing because we've seen the pictures. We've been down this road. It's ugly the way other people are looking at America. When all this stuff is released, we've already seen it. So why are we going back here? And plus, I think it also shakes the confidence of the CIA. If you remember, it was just a couple of months ago when Obama had to run to the CIA to kind of patch things up with them and had a lot of the people assembled in a lunchroom and talked to them about how valuable they were and how important they were and how, you know, we have your backs and all that sort of stuff. But from what I understand from one of my sources is that it's completely opposite of how many of the people, especially those in the field, those that could be in those positions to make some decisions. So many of them are saying that they're trying to either get early retirement or find something else and go to some other branch of the government or into the private sector, but to probably ditch the CIA. So how many jump off board? That's exactly what Panetta's doing. That's why he's trying to patch it up as well, knowing this shakes the confidence of the people who, I mean, look, they're not pulling down giant dollars to do what they do. They might make a comfortable living, but it's not huge money. I guarantee there are many other people doing all kinds of work, blue-collar jobs, etc., that make much more money. So why would you want to be in the spook business if your own country was ready to out you? And I'm not saying for really ridiculous, outrageous abuses. I'm talking about things that are kind of iffy. What say you, America? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Meet you in three.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do things. Feel your collarbone low.
Well, let's see. We started this hour talking about 90,000 people across the country could end up with swine flu. 1.8 million might be headed to the emergency rooms. And I have a bunch of doctors telling me, don't believe all of the hype that you read about this H1N1, that in fact, we have flu strains every year that end up killing people. And usually it's because they have certain conditions that weaken them. A lot of times it's older people, so for goodness sake, don't buy into the vaccination. I'm getting a ton of email on that, I promise. In one of our upcoming hours here in America Tonight, we will get to that. We're talking about the CIA right now. Now this anti-terrorism unit has to report to the White House. That's interesting. And, of course, the White House is reversing what it initially said by going after several of these guys in the Bush administration. I'm assuming some of them will be those who crafted the memos, the legal memos, and some of them will be the interrogators, perhaps, who were following that, although they keep saying, no, we're not going to go after those guys. They don't feel comfortable. Many of them feel like it's a witch hunt, and they're running to try to stay out of prison or to get grilled by Eric Holder. And who knows where it goes from there. 800-259-5791. If you want to throw your two in, you can certainly do that. Here's a little bit more on this CIA being threatened. And again, I understand there's things that you don't want to do. Like, oh, yeah, like cut a journalist's head off, tape it, and then put it on the Internet so everyone around the world can see it, kind of like Daniel Pearl and what happened to him. So here's the scoop. 9/11, the worst attack on U.S. soil. Our fellow Americans' blood spilled all over the place in the city of New York, in Washington, in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And remember back, and this is an excuse, but remember back on 9/11. So now we're going to take all those people, or at least a big chunk of them, and try to throw them under the bus, okay, and tell these people who are working there currently, hey, don't worry, things are going to be different now. Don't worry, you're going to be okay because we've got your back. Uh-uh. I don't think so. I mean, this was bigger than Pearl Harbor. And so now they're trying to burn the guys in the CIA. Uh-huh. And now we're going to have our own interrogation unit tied to the White House. Oh, by the way. So it's like somebody said to me earlier in the day, so what does the CIA do now? Because isn't it supposed to be secret? Wasn't that the idea of the Central Intelligence Agency? Yes, there were parameters. But wasn't the idea to keep the American people safe and to be able to dig deeper and find things that were going on and process information? So how safe do you feel if they completely dislodge the whole idea of the Central Intelligence Agency? I mean, how much do you want to weaken it? And I know there's probably somebody listening to me saying, I can't believe she's saying that. It's just atrocious what happened. It's disgusting, those pictures that were released. I can't believe it. Who could stick up for them? I just don't understand it. I mean, I do understand it. I do understand that there are lines that shouldn't be crossed. Thus my analogy of the beheading of a journalist. But you got to remember, what did these terrorists want to do? They wanted to murder our people, and they did. You know, people in skirts and dresses and pearls, people in Armani suits going to work in the World Trade Center. Thank goodness, because there were supposed to be a bunch of school kids there. Thank goodness that it happened at a time when the kids weren't in the building. I mean, there was so much damage done and so many lives ripped apart, and we were so stunned as to what happened. So now, when this investigation bubbles over, does this mean healthcare gets sidetracked? And what about the stimulus package and the possibility of a second stimulus package? What comes front and center? Well, I would assume it would have to be healthcare for everything that's happened there. But I can't blame Leon Panetta for writing a memo for trying to ease the feelings of so many people. I mean, and if we have this special terrorism error interrogation unit that's supervised by the White House, well, how transparent is that going to be? Are we going to have daily briefings on what they've uncovered and what they've found? You just know the terrorists are laughing their heads off somewhere. I don't care if they're in a mountain somewhere. I don't care if someone's translating this information to them. I guarantee they are loving this. Pete is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Pete.
CIA debacle. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
I consider it a witch hunt. It's just a case load for the lawyers to work on and to get paid more money than the ones that are out of government. Thanks for taking my call. Have a
great
day.
Pete says, you too. Pete says it's a witch hunt. He's short and to the point. I agree. It's a witch hunt. It is. Again, are there things that you don't want to see some atrocity happen? Yes, absolutely. But do I think that now Obama going back, reversing this, and saying, oh, we have the special unit. I mean, come on. And what happened was people were also outraged by, this is what it is. It's trying to please too many people. The very left liberals who elected, some of them who elected Obama, were very upset when Obama said he wasn't going to go after anybody in the CIA. So now appeasing them, oops, okay, Eric Holder's going to go after some of them. And, by the way, we have this special terrorism unit. They're reporting directly to the White House, and they're following the rules of the Army Manual of Interrogation. I mean, come on. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan as well. Hey, Tomas.
Well, you know, Kate,
ACORN to go to Afghanistan, because in the volunteer force, people are not going to go to fight, you know, Islamic terrorists. We have to treat them as if we were police officers, you know, serving the terrorists. Because the police officer serves the public. That's why, you know, a police officer has to treat the public with a certain amount of respect. A soldier, a trooper, a Marine does not have to serve the terrorists. He's there to kill the terrorists. But, you know, I served at Fort Meade, and I don't need to go any further than that, but people in the know what that means. And let me tell you what, when you are in the, that community, you may not know, but there is a lot of oversight and pressure. You always feel the pressure. You know, if you do something wrong, you're going to end up on a lie detector test. Okay, you may lose your clearance for missing a car payment. Okay, or if you got too many cars, you know, it is unrelenting, and it's tough enough as it is. But when you have a commander in chief, showing more anger against his own people, you know, than he does against the enemy. I mean, he just finished over there doing a great Ramadan message to the Islamic world, and then he turns on the CIA. You know, it was the CIA who took Afghanistan, first of all. It was those guys riding mules and typing on their laptops and giving coordinates to bombers to blow the Taliban out of their fortresses that took the, you know, Afghanistan. So, matter of fact, I think one of the first Americans to die was a CIA agent in that prison when they had that prison revolt, remember?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes.
So, you know, I mean, maybe we should investigate Obama's cocaine abuse because that's very well documented. And last I heard, that was against the law, too. So I'll leave you with that, Kate.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I mean, you just brought up a couple different things there. It's rolled all into one. So you have all these rules, and of course, like we said, you have to have some rules. You know this, you're in the military, but then it's so over the top that one little slip and you lose a grade. You can ultimately not be cleared for something. And then of course the same with the CIA. So it comes back to the same thing. Thanks, Tomas. How many people are going to want to sign up if this is the way they're treated? At some point, you know what? You got to give the guys a pat on the back and give them an attaboy. And then if there are people that are playing by the rules and they're doing a great job and they're just trying to hang in there, you got to really, really shine the light on them. Because all they're getting is bombarded by negativity and what they're screwing up and how we're going to get you and all that sort of stuff. Wasn't it George Washington who said to be prepared for war is one of the most effective means of preserving peace?
Does that waterboard really work?
Oh, you bet. I got Dee to admit the thing she never did.
Well, then it works.